This is ReConversations. Welcome to this special series of the Crexie Podcast, an insider's look at all things commercial real estate, powered by NNN Pro Group, the market leading investment sales and advisory team. In this exclusive miniseries, Crexie visited ICSC Recon live in Las Vegas from the floor of the convention center at the NNN Pro Group's booth to sit down with movers and shakers in all things commercial real estate. Our mission? Investigate trends, educate listeners, and uncover ground-level insights into the latest industry news. With ReConversations, the Crexie Podcast hopes to provide next-level access into the inner workings of commercial real estate for this generation and the next. Welcome and thank you all for joining us for this special episode of the Crexie Podcast. I'm your host, Giannis Papadakis, and today we are thrilled to be sitting down with Mike Losi, Chief Development Officer at Twin Peaks. A little bit about our guest. Mike Losi has over 40 years of experience in the restaurant industry, combining a broad range of skills and positions, including Director of Operations, Director of Franchise Services, and Director of Development, overseeing franchise acquisitions, restaurant dispositions, workouts, and asset management. He's a graduate of Franklin University with a Bachelor of Science degree in Organizational Leadership and a Master's degree in Business Administration. As the Chief Development Officer of Twin Peaks, Mike provides leadership and guidance to cross-functional teams on matters related to the development of new restaurants and or the redesign of existing facilities. A combination of design, construction, and development is an essential component when determining brand strategies and growth plans. He ensures Twin Peaks' brand identity is achieved through real estate strategies. Mike, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for making time for us today. I know this is an extremely busy show where you try to jam a lot in a really short amount of time. So we sincerely appreciate you just taking some time out to sit with us.
We do. Thank you, Giannis.
So before we jump in, I'd love to get a little bit of background, where you're from and how you got into commercial real estate.
I grew up in a small town in Michigan, right on the lake, and started in the restaurant business in 1975 and have worked continuously. So that would be quite some time. But in the business, you relocate and take opportunities wherever you can. In the first 10 years, I think I moved 13 times. And when I went back to finish my master's degree, I wanted to get into the development side and move out of the operations side so I had better control of my schedule with my six children that I have, now nine grandchildren.
Congratulations.
Thank you. With that, I've been in all sides of the business. I was a franchisee, I was a franchisor, I've been on the operations, I've managed 120 restaurants in a corporate setting. And I think the most rewarding aspect of this entire journey is really when you get into the real estate and development side is to create the business and learn and find how towns develop and the cities grow and positioning yourself in the right place and the right opportunity and then creating something that is enticing and very popular that has to be executed every day. And that's why I love the development side of the business.
Now, I'm curious, when you got your start and found your career path, did you have any mentors that kind of helped you form that pathway? And if so, how did they help shape your career path?
I've had many going out, even back to when I started and was just a dishwasher. The first general manager that took me under his wing was very instrumental in helping me understand what it was like to even have a job and work, from being a paperboy as a young child to actually going to work every day. It was rewarding. And the people that push you, the people that drive you to be your best every day is very important in the development of people in the career. And I try and do that same thing with my children as we go through that. Some of the people that I've had the pleasure of really working with through the lifetime would be Gordon Teeter, who was the president of Wendy's. He passed away, but Gordon was a real mentor and driver. And Emil Brolik, who's also was president of Taco Bell and president of Wendy's, he was the one that told me to get my butt back in school and finish my master's degree. And it was interesting and rewarding. The relationship with Emil, that started back in the early 80s. It was interesting how he went through his career at Wendy's, where he was also in the same church, my father, and our kids started together in school, and it was interesting.
We've got some similarities in that. My dad had me working from a real young age. They family-owned liquor stores, and I remember Saturdays and Sundays, I had to go to the liquor store and dust bottles and sweep up, scrape gum off the sidewalk, all that fun stuff. And he told me, if you don't want to work here for the rest of your life, you better get an education. And it stuck. Were there some lessons that you learned early on that became invaluable going forward that really stuck with you?
I think the things that I really picked up was to try and read the business in a way that you can see into the future as to how things are developing and how people use your products and how they adapt to the different layouts, the colors, the tones, the styles. And when we open up a new concept or a new restaurant with the thought process of making all this happen, it's rewarding at grand openings to sit back and watch how customers use what you built for them in a way that really makes them feel good and makes it work. That's probably what I would say is one of the things that I've learned through the years, is to step back and assess what your intentions were, and from that you can learn what mistakes you might have made or how to improve upon it.
Let's move forward a little bit more about what we're focused on here, which is retail. And tell us a little more about Twin Peaks and what sets it apart from other restaurant franchises. How do you set your partners up for success?
Twin Peaks is a unique sports bar in that we really drive the customer experience through food quality. So when you go to most sports bars, you get fried foods that came out of a frozen box. And we get associated with companies like Hooters often simply because we have female wait staff. And the female wait staff, the training that's involved in our service scores that are in the industry, are up there with the Yard House, up there with some of the best restaurants. So we're getting the recognition for really good training programs that really drive satisfaction with the customers and their intent to return. In that, we're also providing the scratch menu and food that is tasteful and spiced appropriately with a 29-degree frozen draft beer that can't be duplicated in the industry. So once you taste a draft beer at 29 degrees and it takes the bitterness out of that drink, and you go to another restaurant and you get one that's not, and you go, it just doesn't taste as good. So it's really been successful in driving our business. We try and also make sure that we carry every single sporting event that's existing, and we have two good views for every seat in the house so that customers can watch multiple games at multiple times, as often happens in the NFL season or in a college season. And that's what's worked for us. So the expanding side of that is that the LED screens and the sizes continue to grow. So we keep having new opportunities with video walls, and technology continues to grow and change. So it's always an exciting aspect of it. But the everyday grind of proper service and a smile and hot food that's fresh and of good quality is something that you just need to execute every single day. So you combine all of that, we've had great success with growing our restaurants. In fact, we're going to open our 100th restaurant this coming Monday in Greenwood, Indiana.
Congratulations. Now, I know this year the conversation on a lot of people's tongues is about interest rates, but we're still coming back from the effects of the pandemic. What lasting impact did the pandemic have on casual dining? And what are the long-term consequences for those shifts?
I think then you go back to how the pandemic really affected the restaurant industry. It was really regionalized by the states that were more dramatically shut down. You've seen a slower recovery in New York, Illinois, and California, where they were more stringent on their shutdown. And we have most of our properties in Texas and Florida and Georgia, and we really worked really hard to stay in business and stay open through this entire process. We were working really hard to stay on point, to stay on staff, to keep product in because product was not always available.
Right.
Erecting all of the barriers and things that every government put in front of you, and they were different in every single municipality. It wasn't like there was a single thing that you could do. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, it was much more dramatic. We put up three 60-foot tents and served customers in our parking lot. And we never stayed, never shut down. We stayed open the entire time. And because that success worked for us, even in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in the middle of the summer, it was 100 degrees. And here we are with the fans and tents and full staffed. And we've grown that business, and it's increased 20% a year each year since the pandemic, and it's continued to thrive and do well. So we've built that loyalty with the customers, knowing that we tried harder, we worked harder, and we made the best of what we could deal with in that situation.
That's inspiring. I think in the face of watching so many beloved places close, even where I live in Los Angeles, a lot of places that I used to frequent, and I just couldn't survive. And I think being able to adapt and be nimble and come up with creative solutions really can make or break your business. I got a couple rapid fire questions for you before we go. I got a little bit of a Brewster's Millions question here for you. If you were given $50 million today and had to invest it immediately, what would your go-to asset type and location be, and why?
That would be real estate in Tampa.
Tampa?
That Tampa is growing, and Tampa is a vibrant, growing, younger, becoming younger city every day. I think you're going to see that and really explode.
Favorite tool or software you use on the job?
It's got to be the cell phone, just because you're so mobile and you're everywhere. Just to stay connected 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
What is a highlight transaction that you've worked with the NNN Pro Group on recently?
I think what I enjoy working with Glenn and Alex on is that they're very connected to the business and they're very quick to respond. We have worked together for years and we really don't need to start fresh every time. We've got a system down, and they are the best in the business when it comes to reinvesting in the properties. We put a Sarasota property on the market, and within 3 weeks we're ready to go to letter of intent and go into contract. They've been very responsive, always responsive, and they're 24/7, so we continue to get it done, and it happens, and it's seamless, and that's why we continue to do it.
And what is the most common misconception about your job or industry?
Then the most, I guess, that if you look at the restaurant industry, the most common would be that it's not a real business. It's like a mom and pop type situation where you're a lot of company people and everybody can cook and everybody thinks they've got the right idea, but it is very technical and it's very refined to be able to come up with the right recipes that work across the board, getting the right product in the right place at the right time, and hiring and training. And it's a people business. So you've got to constantly nurture and grow your staff and make them feel good. And if you treat them well, then they treat your customers well.
As we wrap up, are there any parting words you want to share with our audience? How about coming to Twin Peaks and try our 29-degree beer on draft?
Come into Twin Peaks restaurants and have a nice cold 29-degree draft beer, and you'll never want to go anywhere else again.
Excellent. Thank you again for joining us and sharing your insights. Really appreciate you making the time for us. And where can people find you online if they want to get in touch? Email, social media, website?
Mike Locey at Twin Peaks Restaurants, and it's mike.locey@tprest.com.
Thanks to everyone who tuned in to today's ReConversations, powered by NNN Pro Group. A special shout out and thanks to our friends at the NNN Pro Group for hosting us at their booth this week at ICSC. As mentioned earlier, NNN Pro Group is the market leading net lease investment sales and advisory team in the country. To learn more, you can visit their website at nnnpro.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure not to miss the next one. Subscribe to the Crexie Podcast on your favorite podcast app, or check out our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/Crexie for video recordings of each episode. Goodbye, stay well, we'll see you next time.